Welcome to the TK Jingles Podcast for August 4th, 2016. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. It's the dead of summer now, but that's not stopping us. We've got four new songs by me, four new songs by everybody else, a live set by Sean Morrissey, and the usual assorted grab bag of junk and nonsense. It's going to be another great show. Stick around. I hope you like it. Here I am again in my kitchen. I'm trying hard to think of songs. Harder to come by with that old guy now that Mr. Tony's gone. Another broadcast on a Thursday. Schwitz jokes and jingles everywhere. Last week, I lamented that there were very few new songs at tkjingles.com, and so the little stepped up. This week, we have wonderful new music, and I want to get to it right away here. Robert SZ posts to the ideas page like 50 times a week, and lots of little riffs, lots of little ideas, some well-conceived full ideas, but I know almost none of it. Every time he posts a song, I say, I have no idea who that is. I can't help. But the one that I did know, Joe Arrow jumped in on for I Podcast Now, a take on All By Myself, a lovely collaboration. Then John Fitzpatrick just crushes it with He's Not There. Steve Lipton with a wonderful Tom Petty with Money Down the Drain. And a little Dalliance by Bradford J. Weiss. And then Rob Newland and Joe Arrow teaming up on Shootin' 116. And listen closely to that last song in the opening set here for a perfect KJ Onstad impression.
Have you been told I was a star on radio? Was paid well yet begged for stuff. But those days are gone. Now on my own, I don't know how a business runs. Just learn the checks are signed on the front. I think I'm fucked. I podcast now. How sad is that? I podcast now. I podcast now. Won't you listen to my podcast now for free? Show is the same. I still text Michael when it rains. My fear of everything remains. I'm still quite lame. This podcast stinks. Old folks can't track us down. This podcast stinks every day. This podcast stinks. Was there a doubt this podcast would stink anyway?
Well, now he's gone and done it. Radio's tossed aside. No longer will his show transmit. It's broadcast suicide. By Labor Day, littles will all wonder, where is the show? When does it air? Please don't bother trying to tune in. He's not there. Tulsa's just so clueless how a podcast works. He can't download it, can't name the software. Old folks can't find the show. Listeners are gone for good. No, he's not there.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful show. It was much renowned. It was on the radio and Tony was thriving. But Tony changed his mind. He had a podcast vision. And now he's gotta be wondering why. Yeah, money down the drain, 'cause Nigel don't work for free. Sponsors are a mystery. Tony gets no salary. It's money down the drain. Yeah, money down the drain, 'cause Nigel don't work for free. Sponsors are a mystery. Tony gets no salary. It's money down the drain.
It's Tony's summer vacation since he left radio. Playing golf with Michael, but where or where to go? Too scared to fly to Scotland, he's burning gasoline. Driving round Wisconsin, shooting 116. Shooting 116 in his sky blue shorts. He doesn't have a handicap, he's on life support. Well, if you thought that the show stinks, just watch him on the green. He's cursing like Arch Campbell, shooting 116. They went to a tasting at a distillery. Tony got so hammered, he yelled a teasery. Even with Mike Wilbon, he couldn't hit it clean. Schlepping round Wisconsin, shooting 116. He cut the grass in Kenosha, a slice of cheese in Green Bay. We'll go to Minnesota to get beat by KJ. It's in the water in Madison, he lost his balls in Racine. It's only summer vacation, shooting 116. Yeah!
Wow, was that Joe Arrow or KJ Onstad in that last song? What a wonderful Minnesotan voice there. So Rob Newland wrote that last jingle based on some stuff that Michael Kornheiser must be tweeting about Tony's vacation. You know, some of you may follow Michael on Twitter. I hear he's a great follow, in case you hadn't heard that, so you might want to do that. But it brings up a broader question of where do you find inspiration during the summer months? And I've been doing this for a couple of years, so I can usually go back to the well and draw on some ideas and find a way to fill the time. And one song I really had wanted to do was a Justin Bieber song that's playing all the time on pop radio right now called Love Yourself. And I just couldn't think of what the right riff on it would be because it's a pretty self-evident F yourself type song. So it's something I've been thinking about that I would eventually get to this summer. Brad Weiss came through with his version that we'll play right now and just knocked it out of the park.
For all the times the weasels ate my good ice cream, and all the days I had to throw coffee creamer, you think I burned some bridges in 24 years. You think I'm loved on radio, well, not me. But I didn't want to drive to work, and I didn't want anyone thinking we would change. We won't, no, we still won't take phone calls. But I bet I still have Mike from Burke and a bunch of jingle writers if we do that segment. Maybe for cash payments. And Hornaday likes this, but she likes everything. And who'd have believed I'd leave 2 years' salary? At least I've still got one more job, so we'll keep on yakking on. But then God knows when this newfangled gig will close, because I like the way I talk so much, I thought that I should go podcast myself. And it's too late to go back for more cash, so I guess I'll just go podcast myself.
You know, I listen to pop radio to try to mine for new material, and I don't really like most of it, and Justin Bieber especially is generally god-awful, but that song is just perfect for a jingle, and Brad, once again, great job. Now, another thing I look to in the summer months is maybe my backlog, or things that I've jotted down as ideas but never really got around to, and think, all right, well, maybe now during this quiet time, this will be a chance to fill in the gap here. And so one I've wanted to do for a long time was an REM song called Radio Song, because it's all about the radio and listening to the radio, and it just seemed like it would work really well. And now that radio is basically irrelevant, I figured I'd better do this now before this joke no longer has any play.
Huh, what's wrong with my radio? Why isn't Tony on this station? My world's been collapsing ever since I heard Tony's leaving radio. How can I hear him when I get in my car and I turn up the dial? I'm afraid that I can't find him. He's no longer on local DC radio. It makes me sad. He said, come find him on the Apple Store. Just click subscribe, but I don't know how. That's way too hard.
Another source of inspiration during this lull is social media. Folks often tweet at me ideas that they want to have converted to a jingle, or I'll find something else on there that I find funny. And I'm generally pretty cynical, so I can find humor in dark places. But, you know, last summer I did some Trump parody songs because I thought that campaign was such a joke. Now I honestly am just horrified and discouraged that it's still going. And I just keep thinking about it. Every time I turn back to Twitter, there's more garbage on there. So this next jingle just kind of summarizes my feelings on the whole affair.
Donald Trump is an ass clown, a major world-class ass clown. Donald Trump's an old-time ass clown. Stop me if you disagree. We all laughed at the ass clown. Had some big, big laughs at the ass clown. But now it's no longer funny, cause he's still around. It's just scary. Shit!
I generally don't like to work blue, but I seriously am scared and horrified that is still a thing. And I know it's a pretty simple, cheap joke, and I don't know if it's funny or not, but I just had to have some catharsis to get that out of my system. Now, looking back at other ideas from Tony leaving in June, that's often a source of inspiration. And I remembered that Dave McKenna had written an article that was headlined, this is on Deadspin, Tony Kornheiser mercifully to depart DC airwaves. And here's a small snippet from the story. It says, a station source said Kornheiser, who took off 2 months each summer, had the costliest show on the WTEM schedule and likely didn't get much pushback when he said he was going off the air after all these years. Quote, I would guess members of management are high-fiving, the source says. And so the image of all the sales weasels sitting around and high-fiving each other when Tony announced he was leaving the radio inspired this next song.
The other day, Kornheiser went away. Ain't it great? Cause who needs ratings anyway? Podcast delays, rearranging a studio. We tried so hard to undermine his show. Hey McKenna, it turns out you were right. We all wanted to share a high five. Yeah, we wanted to share a high five.
Okay, this next one is really scraping the bottom of the barrel. Jason Isbell, who we've parodied before, has a great Twitter presence. That actually is a really great follow as well. And occasionally he tweets out just a one or two word song parody title. And this last week it was Comma Police.
Comma Police, help me understand, should a comma or a space be placed before and in a list of three or more things? How should I use it? Is it requisite? What's the etiquette if you're not from Oxford? Got a style guide on my bookshelf, on my bookshelf.
Just a stupid distraction there based on a tweet. That's where we are, folks, on August 4th. Now, Sean Morrissey was kind enough to join us for this week's live set. I've really had a lot of fun doing this and just hearing from everybody who's been involved in the show and sharing their memories and some live performances. So without further ado, Sean Morrissey.
Somebody call 911. We've got a fall.
Hello, podcast listeners. Thank you, Mr. Negrelli, for the invite. TK Jingles, even liver, an incredible night. I remember seeing the pictures from last year and hoping that it would happen again, and this year did not disappoint. Highlights, first and foremost, for me, was meeting all the jinglers who have been very supportive and kind to me of, you know, performing these songs, sending them in over the past year. I've been a fan of them and the show for a long time, and you know, they've been instrumental in the help, assistance with lyrics, and just encouragement to continue to send these songs in. So obviously getting to meet those guys was just great. Steve, Joe, Rob, Luke, Jason, KJ, Patrick, John, and Jerry, an insanely talented group of people. I remember standing backstage and looking out at the crowd before the event started and thinking in my head, holy shit, I mean, this is really happening, and look at all these people here. I took a picture, and you know, I think I tweeted that literally, holy shit, and littles from all over the country there, all sharing the same bond. My wife came with me, who has absolutely zero knowledge of the show, and she had a fantastic time, and you know, everybody there was just wonderful, so that really impressed me, everybody's kindness. I thought it was great meeting some of the bigs. Jeannie, in particular, as sweet in person as you would expect. A couple laughs with TK, and had a really fun conversation with Leon Harris at one point. Getting to meet Anita, the Jingles cheerleader. We love Anita. Getting an awesome shirt from Jeff at The Shirt Stinks. And Michael's koozie, which has now become the theme of all of the little summer on everybody's timeline that I've seen. But as I mentioned, really, it was getting to meet these jinglers, burning the midnight oil in Chinatown with Joe, Steve, Patrick, and Claire, and sharing an Uber back to our hotels in the wee hours with Patrick Moffitt. The driver's name of that Uber was Doo-Doo. I shit you not. It was a truly incredible evening. I'm very thankful for the insane amount of prep work that Jerry, Jason, and others put into making it a smashing success. Can't wait to hopefully do it again next year, and very thankful and glad to meet some wonderful people on the night that was TK Jingles Even Liver.
Elsewhere around the league, the aisles down New Jersey, Suzuki scored late in the third.
elsewhere. Around the lee, the Avs top gallery. Duchesne scored twice and Varlamov made 22 stops in the victory. I know beyond a doubt Nigel better tap Kevin and kick his ass out. No more lame scores, so long Sheehan, bye-bye Sheehan, make it happen. He's goalie, goalie, unbeknownst to avid caps fan Tony, Tony. Sheehan tells you since Greenberg is dead. Kill me, kill me, that runs through your head when you hear hockey, Tony. Off to their best start because of Hopi, that's the goalie. Would you know him from a homeless man? Hovey, Becky, Carly, Chimber, Aussie, yes, and Trotsy, Trotsy. Don't you love how hockey dudes use nicknames? Surely, Tony. Tell us what numbers they wear. Never get beyond the second round. In your eyes, they're still the choking dogs. All these people gathered round you, your stuff is everywhere. You've left it for Michael and for Liz, but we know they don't care. You're lofted up beside the sink. There is no wine or ice cream now. And the line is forming and your body's not turning. Gonna leave you there just like a scene from Weekend at Bernie's. The room is filled with socialites. Alan Bubis works the crowd. They've closed up the palm and brought all the palm to 2015. Take a selfie with their favorite dead orange guy. Eulogy gets butchered by Sheehan and Nigel. They dressed you like a turkey and they propped you on the counter. Prop me on the counter, put some Johnny Walker in my mouth. Oh, prop me on the counter. Please take something from the basement, something from the basement as you go.
Some guacamole.
You better make some guacamole.
Jonathan Nyswinger on the piano, ladies and gentlemen.
And Sean Morrissey, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Jason Fuse has always been really kind, had kind words to say about my mimicry and doing silly voices and doing these songs. And Sean really excels at that. And I always really enjoy hearing his jingles because he takes on the persona, generally, of whoever he's parodying. So thank you, Sean, and I hope you all enjoyed that. Now, the last bit here I wanted to play in this show for the week is first a collaboration by Robert SZ and Steve Lipton, Ruined for Life, about how these jingles get, they ruin songs that you're familiar with. And then John Fitzpatrick sent me an outtake, a song that he'd been working on for a while that was finally covered elsewhere, perhaps even on this show. But this song he worked on maybe 2 years ago and never got around to doing a finished version of, but it is the podcast. We like to share stuff from Nigel's rubbish bin on here. So here are two songs you haven't heard before, unless you've been to tkjiggles.com recently. Ruined for Life by Robert SZ and John Fitzpatrick's outtake.
Oh, I can't take another jingle about the old man, his dog, and his latest rant. You sing, the vocals sound nice, but something isn't quite right. It's set to a song that I used to like, and now will ever be
ruined for life.
Destroyed a nice pleasure.
Ruined for life.
Was a very, very, very good song. Jingle with no meaning. The song is now ruined for
life.
Destroyed a nice pleasure. Was a very, very, very good song.
Schwitz break. I guess that it's true. Yes, the Schwitz is true. I wandered inside and met several guys naked with food. Doom and steam go hand in hand. I'd love to see that business plan. It turns out it's true. Successful too. Somehow it's true.
Oh, listening to you gives me a headache. You just live to offend. That's not a new trend. Others' feelings you just brush aside. Somehow we all abide these mean things you do, and when we ask you to be nice, you say you gotta be cruel to mankind. You take great pleasure, cruel to mankind. It is never benign, cruel to mankind. We kid 'cause we love Tony. You're gonna be cruel to mankind. Littles do their best to understand you. Vitriol is sky high, and we wanna know why. You pound your foes down into the ground. You live to knock them back down again and again. And when we ask you to explain, you say you gotta be cruel to mankind. You take great pleasure, cruel to mankind. It is never benign, cruel to mankind. We kid 'cause we love Tony. You're gonna be cruel to mankind.
Well, we reached the end of another podcast. We'll be back next week with another live set. Hopefully some more songs from tkjingles.com. If you haven't been there lately, check it out. Leave a comment for folks. Let them know you're listening. This podcast is also now available on Google Play Music. So if you subscribe to podcasts that way, go check it out and download it there. And as always, send me your feedback, podcast.tkjingles.com, or tweet me at Jerry Negrelli. Love to have you join the conversation. Thanks.
I think at this point both can be true. So anyway, so we have a Jerry Negrelli song.
Oh, yes.
That we got so carried away at the open that we forgot that the only reason that people tune into this show is to hear the songs. It's not to hear us. We are the bridge between songs.
That's right.
Where do you hear
the
Robert?
Seventh inning of this show.
Yeah, we're the Casey Chanson.